More new national presidential polls today. The Associated Press has Senator Kerry with a 3-point lead. A Zogby poll says the president is leading by 2, both within the margin of error. With these different numbers, and the polls always seem to differ, don't they? Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca wonders, why should anyone trust them?
Why indeed? Did the country really favor John Kerry by 8% in early August, but turn around and favor George W. Bush by the same margin in early September? Could it be true, as the Pew survey found, that during a single week in September, the president went from having a 12-point lead in one wave of polling to being dead even with John Kerry in the second wave? And then there's Gallup, one of the most respected and established polling organizations. Their likely voter models have been assailed, especially when they differ from the results of other polls. There have been a few weird glitches in the polls this year, but most polls nationally do consistently show a very tight race. So tight that no one should sit out Election Day out of cockiness. That's the good news. The bad news? None of this polling really matters. Because even if you've got an instant alert pop up on your computer anytime Zogby's graphs zigger-zag, you're actually no more informed about the real race than your neighbor who spent the last few months watching Extreme Home Makeover instead of the news. Now is the time to set aside national polls and all their controversies and look at state polls and all their controversies.
Well, the state polls, there's a few problems with them.
Pollster Warren Matofsky is the past president of the American Association of Public Opinion Research and the National Council of Public Polls.
First of all, the sample sizes are small. Second, the methods used by the different organizations quite variable. Some of them are good, some of them are average, and some of them are bad. Yeah. Then there's partisan polls done in the states, and I just throw out the partisan polls.
Sometimes a partisan poll can sneak up on you. For instance, even though most polls in Arizona show a fairly comfortable lead for the president, one poll conducted by Northern Arizona University shows a very tight race. News organizations, eager to play up the story, widely reported the results of that poll without noting its sponsor, the Arizona Indian Gaming Association. They're a major political player in the state, a partisan, in the words of Matofsky. One person who has to watch out for such polls is Will Salatin, Slate's political editor. In assembling the election scorecard, Salatin has been tracking all the state polls and has conducted a kind of poll of pollsters. He's developed some favorites.
I like chains like Mason-Dixon or ARG, the ones that are nonpartisan and are doing regular phone polling of people. And you can compare them across states. You can compare them. Sometimes they're polling a week or two apart in the same state.
As Salatin's gotten to know the state polls, he sees trends which factor into his decisions. What the election scorecard tries to do is award different states and their electoral votes to one candidate or the other. This is where Salatin's judgment comes in. Not all poll results are weighted equally. For instance, the Gallup poll has been tracking the race in individual states.
If you look at Gallup's numbers in a couple of states, New Mexico and Wisconsin, compared to other pollsters, Gallup is on the Bush side, and that's pretty consistent. And that's also, Mason-Dixon just came out with some new polls. They're also generally on the Bush side. You can start to notice a pattern, and you can factor that in when you're looking at their numbers. You can say to yourself, okay, well, Bush is leading, but it's a Mason-Dixon poll.
When Salatin says a poll is on the Bush side, he doesn't mean the poll has a rooting interest. He means that the methodology of the poll is such that the president's numbers are, he believes, slightly inflated compared to other polls. So Salatin factors this in when he predicts how a state will vote on November 2nd.
Let's take Wisconsin. On Wednesday, we had Wisconsin narrowly in Kerry's column because the Gallup poll was showing Bush ahead, but Gallup was isolated. Then we get, over the space of the next 24 hours, two more polls from American Research Group and University of Minnesota, and those both show a tie or Bush slightly ahead. At that point, I say to myself, I know Gallup samples lean towards Bush, but three polls for Bush, that's too much, and we move the numbers over to Bush.
Salatin and Matofsky both warn that you might read a poll sponsored by a newspaper or a university that you trust, but that institution is probably just outsourcing its polls. Luckily, polls these days are a little like a city bus. If you don't like one, another should be along in a few minutes or so. A good depot for tracking all the polls are Slate, RealClearPolitics.com, and the LATimes.com, which also has an interactive election map, which is setting new standards as an office time waster disguised as good citizenship. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.